So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf mentioned the source that regarding kadshim, karbanis, shluchah shalom kemaisai, the owner can appoint a shliach to perform shechita, because the pasuk states, v'shachatu oitzer kol kahal adas Yisrael bein arbaim, v'chikala kol kulin shechitin, v'alo yin shechit ele echad. Why is the shechita associated with all of Kala Yisrael if only one person performs shechita? El mekan, shluchah shalom kemaisai. This teaches us that if the shliach shechs all their karbanis, it is considered as each person actually performs shechita. The Gemara continues, however, that this cannot be the source according to Rabbi Yenison, who uses this pasuk to teach Shekol Yisrael kulin yitzim ePesach echad. The entire Klal Yisrael can jointly bring one carbon Pesach, even though there is no kezayis for every person, because the pasuk states Peshachatu oitzer kol kahal adas Yisrael bein arbayim. V'chikol kol kulim sheichtem v'alo yein sheichet ele echad el mekan Shekol Yisrael yitzim ePesach echad. Perhaps only in this case can the one sheichet be everybody's shliach, because the islei shutvis begavayu. He is also a partner in this carbon, but this cannot serve as a source for a shliach who is not a member of the group. Therefore, the Gemara says that according to Rabbi Yonasan, this source is the pasuk "Biyikru lehem ish selabais of a selabais." One person brings the carbon for his entire family, apparently because he is their shliach. And even though Hasam namidias lishutvis begavayu, he is also a partner in the carbon. However, mkein trei kroi lamali. There is no need for two pesukim to teach shliches for a partner. Therefore, eina inyan lehechad shayach tenei inyan lehechad lo shayach. One pasuk applies even to a shliach who is not a partner. Rav Gidlam Rav offers another source, Peshluchei Shaladim Kemaisai. The pasuk referring to Chalukas Haaretz, the allotment of Eretz Yisrael, states, V'nasi echad nasi echad mimata tekachu lincha la'aretz. Each nasi accepted the land for all the members of a shevet, apparently as their shliach. The Gemara, however, says that this cannot be so, because the nasi divided the land even for the minors in their shevet, and ketanim lav b'nei shliches nenu. A minor cannot appoint a shliach, because as Rashi explains, the pasuk of Gerushim begins with ki yikach ish isha. Therefore, the Gemara explains that the nasi divided the land based on the principle of zachen la'adam shle b'fanav. If it's an advantage to the recipient, a person can become a shliach even without the recipient's appointment and even knowledge, which includes a katan who has no das, no understanding. From this very pasuk, Rav Gidlam Rav extends this principle regarding yisayimim. If orphans seek to divide their father's properties, Bezdin appoints an adult to allocate the portions on behalf of the Yisayimim, even though the Chalukah might be a chayiv, detrimental to them, and that some of them might not be happy with their allotted portion and would have preferred another portion. Nevertheless, the Chalukah is effective as in the case of Chalukas Haaretz, where the Nasi acquired the land for the Yisayimim, even though it's possibly a chayiv for them. After some additional discussion of Chalukas Yisayimim and Koyach Bezdin, the Gemara reverts to the discussion of Shlichas and asks from a Mishnah in Masechtas Baba Kama, which states, HaShaleach es HaBe'er Be'at Chereshet V'Katan. The person sent a fire with someone who is mentally incompetent. The Shlich is certainly exempt from the damages because he has no das. And the Mishaleach, the sender, is Patim Medini Adam V'Chai Bedina Shemayim. He's not held liable by Bezdin, but he is liable Bedina Shemayim. He has a moral obligation to pay for the damages. However, shilach biat pikeach pikeach chayev. If he sent the fire with a competent person, the shliach is chayev and the mashalach is potter. The Gemara asks, v'amai, name a shluch shel adam kemaisai. Why is the mashalach not chayev through the principle of shlichas? If the shliach did it for him, it is considered as if the mashalach actually did it. The Gemara answers, shani hasam de'in shliach l'dva avera. One is not liable for a transgression through a shliach based on a svara, a logical conclusion. Diver rav, v'diver talmud, diver mishaimim. The shliach must listen to the master, to Hashem, and refrain from doing the avera, rather than listen to his subject, the mishaleach, who asked him to do the avera. Therefore, as Rashi explains, in shliach chashuv shliach l'dvar avera sheis chayiv sholchoi. Ela harehu ka'isim e'elav. The shliach is acting on his own and is not considered the agent of the mishaleach. However, there are three exceptions where yes shliach l'dvar avera. Me'ila, as the Braisa teaches shliach shloi osr shluchusoi shliach mal. If someone appointed a shliach to purchase an item with money belonging to Hektish, if the shliach did not fulfill his task and bought a different item, only the shliach is liable for the issa me'ila. However, also shlichusai balabayis mal. If the shliach did fulfill his task, only the mishaleach is liable for the issa me'ila, but not the shliach, because regarding me'ila, yesh shlich l'va'avera, because there is a gzera shavah through the word chet to truma. The pasuk of me'ila states, v'chata b'shkaga mikachi Hashem, and the pasuk of truma states, v'le yisul of chet. Matruma mashri shliach, af me'ila mashri shliach. Just as there is shlichas for truma, so too there is shlichas for me'ila, even though it is an avera. A second exception, shlichas yad. If a person was a shamer, safeguarding someone else's item, and he mishandled the item, he's liable for all damages that might happen. As the Pasuk states, Im le'sholach yod b'mleches re'eyu. The Beis Hillel say, Omla avdoi u'deshluchay minayin. If the shamer told his servant or shlich to handle the item, he is chayv, but not the shliach, because regarding shlichas yad, yesh shlich l'dva avera, because the Pasuk states, al kol dvar pesha. The Gemara notes that this is only according to Beis Hillel, but not according to Beis Shammai, who derive another halacha from this Pasuk. A third exception, where yesh shlich l'dva avera, is tevicha u'mechira. If a person stole someone else's animal, and then either sold it or slaughtered it, he's required to pay the owner 4 or 5 times the animal's value to compensate for the geneva and tevicha u'mechira. And even tevich al yedei acher, the ganav told the shliach to slaughter the animal, only the ganav is chayev, but not the shliach. Because regarding tevicha u'mechira, yesh shliach l'vavera. And the Gemara cites 3 possible drashas from the following pasuk. Ki yignav ish shayr oiset v'tvachay u'mecharay, chamisha bakar yisham tachas asher, v'abo atzayin tachas aseh. Tvachay u'mecharay, Ma mechira al de'acher, av tvicha al de'acher. Oy, l'rabbis es ha'shliach. Tachas, l'rabbis es ha'shliach. This discussion continues in the next daf.